good morning. This is Bo Mitchell.
We're born again. There's new grass on the field.
And our program is You Get the Blessing.
Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man.
And this is John Fogerty.
Anyone can understand the way I feel.
I hope you like this song, and I hope it wakes you up. That's enough. John Fogerty, thank you all for joining us this morning on You Get the Blessing. Like I said, my name is Bo Mitchell. This program exists because we introduce you each week to special guests that we think are impacting this community for Christ. And our guest today is a former NFL star, Denver Bronco star, Jordan Norwood. Jordan, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we just retired from professional football in the last couple of months.
Yeah, my knees are thanking me.
Did you go out with an injury?
No, I tore my ACL, and that was 2014, and, you know, just a lot of running around and getting banged around causes early onset knee pain is what I'll diagnose it myself.
Well, so yeah. As long as you're happy,
right.
We're okay that you're not playing anymore, but you had some phenomenal years, 8 years in the league, which is about twice as long as a normal career, if you even get to play in the league, but yeah. That had to be a blessing. What's the highlight? I think I know.
Just making it is the highlight for me. I mean, I was undrafted and all that, so just to be in the NFL at all was certainly a blessing, but of course the 2015 season, the 2016 Super Bowl was just an incredible feeling, winning the game, contributing to the game, and getting to celebrate with my family there was amazing.
You're humble, you're soft-spoken, you're a man of God, and I'm sure all of that contributed to your coaches looking around thinking, we want this guy on our team. But in all humility, tell us what you did to help us win that game.
The only thing I did that game was I had a pretty good punt return in the second quarter that ended up putting us in position to kick a field goal. And I think that field goal actually was enough to win for the rest of the game. But we put a couple more points on the board, too.
See, still humble. Pretty good. You're not going to give us how long it was or anything. But does that Super Bowl ring feel good?
Yeah, it comes out every once in a while. I wore it two nights ago to an event here in Denver with Denver Dream Center. And it's pretty cool. It's all really cool.
It is interesting that athletes, sports in general, has such a focus in our country, and that used for the right things, it can be very helpful and inspiring, and wonderful. And you're one of the good guys. So I'm happy you got through your career, did so well, and you're not scarred and injured, right. You're still a good guy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. And your family, it's you and your wife and any kids?
Yeah, my wife Aaliyah and I, we got married 2.5 years ago, and we have two kids, a two-year-old, our daughter's name is Francine, and we have a son, 5.5 months, Isaiah. So there's four of us.
Are you as good a dad and husband as you were a football player?
I'm figuring it out. I had no idea. Like all of us had no idea what I was doing to get started. But
there's no training courses on it.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, I remember looking at my wife when our kids were little, and I would say, "What is the problem with these people?"
Right.
She'd say, "Bo, these are children. This is what they're supposed to
right.
do." Well, I got a feeling you're great at both. So congratulations on your career and on your marriage.
Thank you.
Key job right now, biggest job you'll ever have, being a dad.
Right. Thank you very much.
So tell me, where were you born and raised, and what were things like around your home growing up?
The where was I born question is easy. I was born in Honolulu, Hawaii. Raised is a little tougher because I bounced around all over the place.
Military?
No, my father's a college football coach. So my dad played at University of Hawaii. My mom Is born and raised Hawaii. She's I'm part Filipino from my mom's side, but grew up between Hawaii, from Hawaii, Arizona, Virginia, Maryland, Texas, then Pennsylvania.
Hawaii, Arizona, Virginia, Maryland, Texas, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and so when we got to Pennsylvania, that's when I was in high school.
So you were always the new kid.
Always the new kid, and fortunately for me, I had my older brother's name is Gabe. He's a year older than me. We were always able to walk into the new school together, and he was the one with the outgoing personality, a little taller. He's 6'6", so he kind of would draw friends to us, and we'd share friends.
We should tell people, how tall are you, and what do you weigh?
My ID says 6 foot, and I weigh 175.
So if I'm hearing you right, you're 5'11", and you weigh 170.
You're exactly right.
Okay, so 5'11", and 8 years in the NFL. Folks, you see that? If God says he's going to bless you with something, and then if you have the heart for it and the willingness to work at it, don't let anybody tell you you're too short, or you don't weigh enough, or you're not smart enough, or you're not white enough, or black enough, or cool enough, or whatever.
Amen.
Just go for it, right?
Amen. Absolutely.
Did your brother succeed in sports like you?
Yeah. Well, I've four siblings, and they're for the most part all into athletics. My older brother, he has played now 11 years overseas playing basketball. He plays basketball, and he went to the Final Four in college playing with George Mason University. Cinderella story for them to go to the Final Four, but
I remember that. But what year? Yeah,
that was 2006.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So we do some athletics in the family. Yeah.
My dad was a great Major League Baseball player in the 40s and 50s. Okay. Hit 312 for 10 years, and my brother was my hero. He was 6 years older than me. Dale Jr. Dale Mitchell was my dad's name, but. Okay. I just was always trying to outdo my brother.
Yeah.
But he signed with the Dodgers. I signed with the Cardinals.
Okay.
And we both stunk. And we said, you know, maybe together we would have been one good player. But it's like the gene pool was split.
Yeah.
Dad had it. We didn't have it. But we do both come from athletic families, and it's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd have been doing with all those hours if my dad hadn't been encouraging me to play football, basketball, and baseball. So your home was faith-based, or parents took you to church or showed you the direction they would like you to go, or what was their influence in your life?
My biggest influence faith-wise is my father, no doubt about it, and with being in sports, like, you know, there's a lot of late nights for him, and what I can remember him as we were growing up, coming home late from work, wherever we were in the country at that time, whatever college he was working at, and waking my older brother and I up out of bed, and either making us clean our room, even if it was already clean, or cracking open the Word of God and saying, "Hey, let's sit down and you know, just read this chapter real quick, and you guys can get back to bed." But
no,
you know, those things for him, I mean, in our house, that's just the way it was. And I thought that's just probably the way it was in a lot of houses. But as a father now, myself, I can see the conviction probably that must have been on his heart when he wasn't able to put us to sleep at night or tuck us into bed, and wasn't able to share those moments as much as he wanted to. In certain instances, and in some places he came home from work a little earlier than other places, depending on how good the team was, basically.
I understand. Yeah. That's the voice of Jordan Norwood, our guest today on You Get the Blessing. Jordan spent 8 years in the NFL, just recently retired, and we were just talking a little bit about his background and the influence his father had on him in terms of faith. I know my parents in Oklahoma City, every Sunday, without question, we're heading to the May Avenue Methodist Church, and I'm sure the pastor was saying the right things, but I didn't hear what was being said until I moved to Denver and met Don Reivert, who was a young life leader, and Don had a style that just matched with what my needs were, and he very quietly explained to me that I could have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and all I needed to do was by faith accept Christ as my Lord and Savior, so I did. And it's interesting that you do need a point in time when you can say, I made that decision. Mm-hmm. It is an act of the will, and you do decide yes or no, I'm in or out. Some people neglect the decision, or some people think because they go to church right. like I did, they're in. But when did that happen for you? Can you remember a season of your life or a time when Jesus became your own?
Absolutely. As far as giving my life to Christ, it happened on a fall evening. I was 13 years old, and I had a Little League football game. It was a playoff game where I was playing quarterback, and I threw a touchdown pass. After I threw the pass, I pointed up to the sky. And, you know, that was that. We ended up winning the game. And later that night, I was in the car with my dad. We were stopping at the grocery store to grab some Gatorades or something. But he asked me, before we got out of the car, he asked me, do you remember what you did after you threw that touchdown pass? I didn't remember, so I thought I was about to get in trouble for something. but no, he said, you know, you put your hands up, pointed up to the sky. Like, what is the reason that you did that? Do you have a reason? And I kind of said, I guess I was, you know, trying to give God the glory for giving me these talents and abilities to throw that touchdown pass. And, you know, from that point, he told me I wasn't too young to give my life to Christ and asked me if that's what I wanted to do. So right there in the parking lot of a super fresh grocery store outside of Annapolis, Maryland, my dad led me to Christ at the age of 13 for myself. And, you know, I mean, of course, the road from there was the rest is kind of history. But I also had a lot of convictions after that to get baptized. And both my parents prayed for me a lot on getting baptized, and it didn't happen for me. I didn't make that decision until about 4 years ago now. And I got baptized in front of a bunch of NFL guys that I didn't know, and at a pro athletes outreach conference in Florida a couple of years ago.
So, PAO is a good organization.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So what our guest there, Jordan Norwood, is referring to is the Bible's not clear on a lot of things. You know, exactly, you know, how the end of the world's going to look. I mean, you can be, in terms of the tribulation, you can be pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, or whatever. A lot of people are pan-trib, which means they think it's all just going to pan out in the end. But when it comes to baptism, it is clear that we're supposed to follow the example of Christ and go into baptism after we've become Christians and made the decision to receive Christ. Now, the form of baptism is another thing. I mean, do you get completely immersed, or do you get sprinkled, or does somebody squirt a garden hose on you from across the room, which I don't think anybody does. But the fact that you followed Christ's example and did that is great. I kind of did what you did. I didn't do it for years after I became a Christian. I think it was 20 years later that finally someone taught me you should become baptized. Yeah. It's part of the deal, and I did. So you and your wife now both, how did you meet your wife, and was she already with the Lord in terms of her faith when you all hooked up?
Yeah, she, our Christ journey is definitely different. She grew up going to church and all that, and I grew up obviously in a Christian household, but we met here in Denver 3 years ago. And her upbringing was more religious than relationship, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we kind of
religion. I've been taught is kind of man's journey to reach out and find God. Relationship, which is what Christianity is God's effort to find us in the person of Christ. So those two, they are two big different words. You're right.
Yeah, and so we kind of, even though we were, I guess technically following the same Jesus and chasing the same God. You know, we had a little bit of a different outlook on things, but we met here in Denver pretty much on a blind date, with no pretense of our faith. And on our first date, she gave me her address and I went to pick her up. And I picked her up right across the street from her apartment was the Church of Scientology here in Denver. You probably know where that's at, down by Coors Field. And so I picked her up. I parked right in front of the Church of Scientology and picked her up, and she got in the car. And I said, "Hey, is this your church, the Church of Scientology?" Obviously somewhat as a joke, but she said, "No, you know, I've actually been looking for a church." And I mean, from the second she got in my car to go out to sushi, we started talking about finding a church together. And I've spoken to her and hung out with her every day since that day.
Wow.
So it was pretty, pretty cool.
Fell in love quickly.
Absolutely.
And both loved Christ. So it felt like a God deal.
Amen. Yeah.
So parents or young people listening, Jordan talking about, tell me your wife's name again.
Aaliyah. Sorry.
Okay. How soon after that were you engaged?
We got engaged 8 months after that.
Yeah, I'm running laps around you here because I was at CU playing ball, basketball and baseball, dating quite a bit, and met my present wife of 46 years, and in 3 weeks, we got engaged.
Wow.
And I could have been married 3 weeks later, but we decided give everybody 7 months to get used to it. But my thinking was it was such a God deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm saying this for listeners who maybe are just struggling, thinking, I can't find the right guy. I can't find the right lady. Don't settle and wait for God's person. So how old were you when that happened?
I was 28.
28. Yeah. So don't give up hope. God's got a Christ-centered person for you, and when it's a God deal, it is always a good deal.
Right.
And when it's not a God deal, it always ends up a bad deal. So don't settle and expose yourself to all kinds of nonsense in marriage.
Absolutely.
But that's a great story. Did she fall in love with you as quickly as you fell in love with her?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She had to tug my arm.
Your first statement that hasn't been totally humble.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because you know I'm lying.
That's good.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I can remember talking to my wife. I was in Boulder in school. She was in Denver working. And after like a short time, week two maybe, I said, you know, this may sound just crazy, but I'm falling in love with you. And she said, I'm falling in love with you too. And I remember it as one of the great phone calls of my life because I thought, that is really good news.
Yeah, it's the best.
When God puts it together, it happens quick. Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's great. Yeah. So what all are you doing these days? Raising kids, just adjusting, just a few months since a miserable schedule in terms of being tied up all day, every day. But you're good with that and kind of segueing into life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a long 8 years in the NFL, but I mean, I've played football since I was about 6 or 7 years old. So a long 26 years of playing football. And it's nice to be able to watch a game or not watch a game if I don't want to. And as you said, spend time with my family, raise these couple kids. And my wife and I have a couple self-employment business ventures to get us going too.
You do?
Yeah.
Good. And my dad, Dale Mitchell, like I say, he retired when he was 35, and I don't think he ever got over it. I mean, I love my dad. He passed away in 87, but I don't think he ever found anything to replace the feeling of 200,000 people in Cleveland celebrating their world championship. Sure. Do you worry about that?
I don't worry about it too much. I would say that for myself, I don't know if I'm quite like most of the teammates that I've had in the past, but haven't put much of my identity into football. It's obviously been a huge part of my life, all of my life. but I would hope that my relationship with Christ precedes my identity as a football player, a former football player, or world champion, or any of that, which is all, of course, absolutely a blessing and all really cool. But you know, as I grow in Christ, I hope that my identity continues to, you know, stay rooted in Him, and that I don't long for the applause of men.
You are very well spoken, and you're very different from most athletes or former athletes. So I'm predicting the God of order and the God of logic will take your life as an athlete and use it.
Amen.
And I'm predicting that you're so well-spoken, so humble, that He's going to use you that way. So I'm not offering Jordan up here, but I guess I'm saying, is there any way people get in touch with you if they're thinking our youth group needs to have this guy come right. share his testimony?
Well, I am certainly terrified of public speaking somehow.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it.
But at the same time, like you said, I think God has convicted my heart a little bit to do that, because I do think I know how to talk a little bit. But I can be reached via social media pretty easily. At Jordan, it's actually Jordan Orwood. It's Jordan, the N at the end of Jordan is the same N I'm using for the word Norwood. So it's Jordan Norwood. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, or via email, norwoodohana@gmail.com is my family's email. So
if somebody is looking, I'm going to keep your number too, because I get asked a lot to speak and I can't do it. And I sometimes am hesitant to recommend athletes that are still in the pipeline of what they do, baseball players for 7 months
right
away from their families. Last thing I want to do is say, here, take a night out and do this. Newly retired NFL star, you might be the perfect fit. So if I call you, don't get mad at me.
That's fine.
I think you're good at it.
I look forward to it.
This is Jordan Norwood, our guest today on You Get the Blessing. We got just a few minutes left. So who is the greatest player you ever played with?
Peyton's name comes to mind immediately.
Something about that guy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible, honestly, in all seriousness, to be a teammate of his and to see his work ethic, and at the same time to sit with probably four or five other guys at 6 a.m. on Friday mornings in Bible study with him. It's all pretty pretty awesome to win a Super Bowl with him, but also to be able to call him my brother in Christ too.
His whole family is like the Book of Manning, maybe the best 30 by 30 I've seen on.
Incredible.
It's a great story. It's really about fatherhood and family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Archie Manning was kind of my age, and I loved watching him. But then Peyton just seems to stand for the same things that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Not that we're anything special, but, you know, we are in the eyes of God because of our relationship with Christ, and the answers to the questions we all have are found in the book we study, the Bible. So that's good for you to say that. I was hoping that's where you'd go.
Yeah, it's not hard to go that direction.
Yeah, he's something. Yeah. And I hope you listeners know that we put the emphasis here on your life. And you're supposed to take away a blessing from this program. So you're meeting a guy and getting to know a guy, holds the Super Bowl record for the longest punt return, played 8 seasons with Cleveland, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, but wound up right here with our own Broncos. And yet what Jordan Norwood is saying here today is what matters most and what has always mattered since that day in the parking lot with his dad, is his relationship with Christ. So you can make that decision. If you're still kicking the tires and you have not yet purchased the car, just understand this. God's willing to wait as long as it takes for you to make this decision. But maybe this is the day that you commit for the first time. Maybe something Jordan said or something I said has got you thinking, hey, I need this relationship that they say is available to all people. So I'm encouraging you to darken the doors of a church, call a friend that you know is a Christian, contact him and say, you know, what's the process here? How do I sign up for this? Because folks, it's not as complicated as some people make it seem. It's just as easy as saying, I understand it, I accept it, and I want it. So if it's all confusing to you, read the third chapter of the book of John and learn that out of the mouth of God comes the words born again. You have a fleshly birth, and at some point in life you have a spiritual birth when you say yes to God through Jesus Christ, and it'll start an incredible journey. So still close to all your family members?
Not geographically, but we certainly keep in contact, and we're just talking this morning about trying to figure out a central spot for Christmas. So we'll see if that works out.
I think it's your house right here in Denver.
I would love that.
It's easier on you and your right, kids yeah. and your wife, exactly. Even though you got to do all the cooking.
Yeah, right.
So how spread out is everybody?
So my older brother, Gabe, plays basketball in the Philippines. He's been there for 10, 11 years. My parents are in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My dad's the associate head coach at Tulsa University.
He is.
He's been there for, I think this is his fourth season there. My parents are Brian and Tiffany. My youngest brother goes to Tulsa. He is a senior at Tulsa. His name is Zach.
He's also position.
Right. I was about to say he's also 6'6", but just doesn't feel like playing on the basketball team there.
Okay.
Just doesn't want to. My younger sister is Brianna, and she lives in D.C. And my other younger brother, Levi, is in Waco, Texas at Baylor University as a grad assistant. And he played football and basketball at Baylor. And that's everybody, and that's everywhere.
That's everywhere. Yeah. That's all over. Yeah. How come you got 5'11", these other guys got 6'6"?
You know, I think I just got all the majority of the athleticism.
Attaboy.
You know, they distributed the height differently, but
you got the brains and the speed. Right. That's good.
Right, sure.
Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this today. Jordan, you are a wonderful guest. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And we'll see you guys again here next week on You Get the Blessing. Have a great week.